It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Downton Abbey, the grand finale, the third and final film version of the popular PBS series. As the sequel begins, Mary, played by Michelle Dockery, who is set to take over Downton, is now divorced, and that makes the papers. High society might see her as an outcast, but not her parents, Hugh Bonneville and Elizabeth McGovern, nor her sister Edith, played by Laura Carmichael. Her uncle Henry, played by Paul Giamatti, arrives to inform the family of their financial troubles thanks to his foolishness. An option might be to sell Granham House. And Henry also has his shifty financial advisor Gus Sambrook, played by Alessandro Nivola, with him. And after Mary sleeps with him thanks to a few drinks, he might be willing to use it as blackmail against her as part of a money scheme. Watching Downton Abbey, the grand finale, come to its conclusion as a film feels the same as a great TV show reaching the end of its point. You always want to go back to the beginning of the series and binge watch. You must appreciate how its alumni are able to ease into their TV characters and transition them on film, and you must appreciate how creator Julian Fellowes wants them to develop as people. I still have some processing to do with some of the characters, but I've grown to appreciate them more through the years. The costumes are still vibrant towards the time period of the 1930s, the dialogue is smart, and there's a certain kind of charm that's impossible to resist. 3 stars. For more of my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.